And when the American Tobacco Company is organized in 1890, they elect young 33-year-old Buck Duke as the president. And he's on his way to great wealth with that position. And they're going to use a lot of that money to start textile mills, Irwin Mills here in Durham, and there were other mills they owned in the Carolinas. So he was quite adaptable.
Great.
And I think he would appreciate the fact that the endowment has had to be adaptable. He was a hard worker, very hard worker. Really what we would call a workaholic. He loved his work. He loved creating, building. He built this tremendous tobacco company, this international tobacco company. And then, of course, the classic example of building is the Duke Power Company. That was literally constructing, you see. So he was a hard worker who liked to build, very intelligent, very quick thinking. He had a great instinct for picking people with great ability and good character. He treated them very generously and with great respect. And they reciprocated that. So he was associated throughout his whole career with people who played a big role in his success. But he rewarded them, and then they in turn stuck by him.